your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Get all set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website. And there's a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com. USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis. And there's some articles you might want to read on the website, USAprepares.com. The Aurora Movie Massacre. Cops took pill bottles from the alleged shooter's apartment. Yeah, Dr. Norman Shealy and I were talking about mind-altering drugs being involved in those kinds of shootings. Yep, and the Sandy Hook one as well. And now the information is coming out. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and today we're going to talk about something serious. I believe it's a frightening thought for most of us. Burns. Mm-hmm. Yep. Burn care for emergency situations. What are the first things that you should do if someone else is burned? And what should you not do? Do you know how to evaluate a burn to describe the situation if you need immediate assistance on the way to an emergency room? Today's class is burns. And I'm delighted to introduce our newest USAprepares.com instructor, a medical doctor, Dr. James Hubbard. Welcome, Dr. James Hubbard.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Hubbard began practicing family medicine in the 1980s in his small Mississippi hometown area. Now, 10 years ago, he moved to Colorado Springs and continued practicing medicine part-time, but also decided to teach non-medical people as much medicine as he could, in as many ways as he could. So for several years, Dr. Hubbard published a nationally distributed magazine. It was titled My Family Doctor. But he now concentrates on survival medicine. His website is called thesurvivaldoctor.com, thesurvivaldoctor.com. And that's where he gives medical information to anyone. You can use it should problems crop up during and after disasters, any time to get medical expert advice. He's got two e-books. They're for sale on Kindle and Nook. And one is called The Survival Doctor's Guide to Wounds. The other is The Survival Doctor's Guide to Burns. And that's what we're going to talk about today, burns. And if you're interested, you can get the PDF file at smashwords.com. $3.99 for either one of those files. So, Dr. Hubbard, would you agree with me that the sight of seeing someone else with a serious burn is frightening to most of us?
I think it's one of the most frightening things you could see, and not only seeing that, or if you're burned yourself. Yes, it's definitely frightening. It's not as with most injuries. Patients come into my office and they say, "Well, gosh, anyway, they think that maybe they could have prevented this some way, or they feel so dumb or something like that. But the fact is, when you have an accident, it surprises you. You're not really, ready for it. You don't mentally or physically, and it shocks your system.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine what that must be like. Dr. Howard Shane, who you're going to get a chance to meet at the next Get Prepared Expo here in Missouri, he and I were driving down the road side by side, and it just got dark, and a man driving a small Japanese car crashed into a concrete light pole stanchion in the middle of the road in Springfield, Missouri, and his car burst into flames, and we could see the dashboard on fire, the plastic dashboard dripping down. We saw the entire cabin was filled with brown gray smoke. We couldn't really see how many people were inside, and he went out, I went out, and I got my car jack, and we were trying to bash the windows of this car in, and there were a whole bunch of us that came to the rescue of this man, and the car was on fire. And my thought was, man, we just cannot let this guy burn alive. And fortunately, there were enough of us with fire extinguishers. We were able to put out the fire. We bashed through all the windows. Dr. Shane cut the seatbelt. We pulled the man to rescue. There happened to be some nurses driving by, and we laid this man out on the road. And the car continued burning, and, you know, 20, 30 minutes later, the emergency crews arrived. But just the thought of watching that man burn alive was more than any of us could stand. So we jumped to his rescue. And that's what today's class is. Dr. Hubbard, what are the first things that we should do if someone else is burned?
Well, I think that was very admirable of you and the others. Instead of just going into shock or hoping that someone else would do something, you took charge and you did what you could, and of course saved his life from doing that. The first thing, I think that with a lot of injuries, you should memorize a few little first things that that can get you by, that you can go into kind of almost an automatic mode to do, and that's kind of what I do on a lot of things. Something comes in, surprises me. I know, do this, and then pause and think and think about what the next thing to do. You have a little time. With burns, the first thing to do, obviously, is to put the burn out, but then to cool the burn. If someone, I remember when I was small, I can still remember this, and I don't know why, but on television, I think I've saw somebody burn, and they were running, and somebody caught them and smothered the fire out. That's the thing to do. That's exactly the thing to do. If you see someone that's really has a bad burn, they're going to not be thinking straight. It's certainly possible they could start running or just panicking in any way, and you have to be the one to set the tone. So if the person is burning, put the fire out. Secondly, at almost the same time, try to get some cool water if you have it or something cool, and take the burning clothes off. Anything that's on the person that has been exposed to the burn or is burning will continue to burn for several seconds to minutes afterwards, and continue to make the burn worse. So if there's clothes that have been set on fire, even though they're out, you take them off because they're still injuring the burn victim. So that's the first thing you do, is to cool the burn, and like I said, just cool water is the best thing to use by far. Second thing to do is to make sure that the airway is open. If the person has a smoke inhalation or has a burn to the face or neck, you need to make sure that the airway hasn't been injured, that there's not a lot of swelling in there, and that the person can breathe. That's a common problem for deaths among burn victims. And the way you do that would be basic CPR, where you just check the mouth, make sure there's no obstruction, and try to set the head where that there's an open airway. And so those are the two main things. And if you will remember those, cool the burn, take off anything that might be burning, and watch for the airway. Then after
Dr. Hubbard,
you can settle down just a little bit and think about what else to do next.
When you talk about stop the burn, put the fire out, you know, I remember, this is burned into my memory, that the plastic dashboard was literally melting on this man's lap, and he was unconscious. He was probably in shock also. And I'm thinking about how hot plastic is when it's on fire and it keeps burning. So what you said is absolutely correct. And the other thing is, this man was trapped in a cabin. The airbag went off. There was this brown smoke, as well as the smoke from the plastic burning and the gasoline fire burning, because his engine was on fire right against the firewall. So you're absolutely correct. And that's, you know, that plastic would continue burning on his skin, right through his clothes, of course. And even if he had like a nylon jacket on, that would continue to burn for a while. So, class, I can't reemphasize enough what Dr. Hubbard just said. And Dr. Hubbard, I want to say this, and I really mean it. I am proud to know you. I really am.
Well, thank you.
When we talk about the airway being open, that's something that we could easily forget, isn't it?
It certainly is. You're thinking about the burn, and you need to look at the overall patient. You need to make sure the airway is open. If there has been a possibility of a fall, you need to consider that always, that if the neck possibly could be injured, and you've got to be really, really careful with your movement, and that's another topic, but keep the neck stable, and don't be moving the neck, but make sure the airway is open. It's estimated in a lot of smoke fires, there's anywhere from 100 to 200 toxins that are in the smoke. So that's itself a poison. Then you have the irritations of the smoke and the possibility of the heat in the airway. And then you have carbon monoxide that is also present. So all of those things, or any of those things, could give you a problem with the airway, or a problem with limited breathing.
So should we continue on to what you should not do?
Well, I don't know if people still do this, but back several years ago, it was the thing to do, and that is to put butter or grease or some sort of ointment immediately on the burn.
I'll tell you what, we're going into a break. Let's talk about what you should not do with a burn victim when we come back on the other side of this break. Dr. James Hubbard, medical doctor, USAPrepares.com senior instructor. I'm Vincent Finelli. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. James Hubbard is with us, and we're talking about burns. We're talking about what to do and what not to do if someone else is burned. And before the break, we were talking about what not to do, and butter came up. Dr. Hubbard, what about butter?
Don't use butter. Don't use grease. Don't use anything like that. It does not help. A lot of people in the past, I remember having a lot of people that would use that thinking it was the healing quality. But what it does is it keeps the heat into the burn. After you've actually put the burn out, and even if you've cooled the burn, there's still deep down there could be some damaged skin that's still being damaged. If you put something like grease or butter on a wound, it's going to heal. It's going to keep that heat from your body in going back into the wound, and it may make it worse. So never put the grease, butter, or ointment on there, especially initially. Now, there is one exception for that, and that is on a tar burn. Tar, of course, if it burns, then it'll cool off and it'll stay on your skin, and you can't assess what's underneath there. The first thing to do is to continue the initially put cool water or cool off the burn. That's still the initial thing to do, and not grease or anything like that. However, after some time, when you think that the burn has had a few minutes to cool off, then you can get something like some Vaseline and put it either rub it on or put it on some gauze and just leave it on the tar, and that will. You can kind of gently rub as time goes on and finally get some of that tar off with the Vaseline, because the Vaseline will help dissolve the tar or get it away from the skin. So that's the only time. So what would you do then put on there? My best treatment is aloe vera. yes, you, the other creams that you put on there might help prevent infection. But aloe vera has some good uses that just seem to help the burn, limit the damage of the burns. So after the cooling with the water, the next step I would do is have you some aloe vera close by, hopefully, or a leaf, and just put it directly on there. Of course, if that's where you can get to it, and that's if the burn is a reasonable size. If the burn's not a reasonable size, you know, if it's, and we can talk about that in a little bit, but then you obviously need to get help as soon as possible, some medical help.
Okay, so aloe vera is a great way to go. What about honey? Have you heard of using honey? I mean, I'm talking about raw honey, not something that you would get at a fast food restaurant that comes in a packet that's mixed with a sugar syrup. I'm talking about just pure honey.
Honey is one of my favorite antibacterial ointments. For the initial burn, it's not going to do anything.
Okay.
But as far as for a dressing of any sort of wound, honey is great. It has antibacterial activities that are still being discovered. When you put honey to a wound, there is a process that actually gets a small amount. Honey produces a small amount of peroxide in the wound. And also there are, like I said, many antibacterial effects that honey produces that make honey at least as good, if not better, than over-the-counter antibacterial ointments and creams.
Dr. Hubbard, in your ebook, if you will, you have you say that aloe vera, the plant, has been, the gel from the aloe vera plant has been used to soothe skin ailments for thousands of years.
Yeah, as far as we can go back and see, there's some proof in history that aloe vera has been used for thousands of years, and it's one of those things like many things we have out there. Many of the things that medicines we have, of course, come from plants, and we've kind of changed them up a little bit or made them more concentrated in things. But really, we haven't found a really good way to improve aloe vera. The gel for belief is as good as you can get.
There you go. Very interesting. Aloe vera. And you can spell that A-L-O-E space V-E-R-A. It's a plant. We're going to talk about determining how bad the burn is when we come back on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Take care of God, you're...
Take my... When you go... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about burns and what you need to do and what you should not do for burns with Dr. James Hubbard, medical doctor. And Dr. Hubbard is scheduled to be at the Get Prepared Expo. That's April 6th and 7th right here in Missouri. And you're going to get a chance to meet Dr. Hubbard in person and attend his seminar. I think that's going to be absolutely essential, class. If you are interested in preparedness, you need to meet Dr. James Hubbard. And his website, if you'd like to go visit, you can visit his website at thesurvivaldoctor.com. thesurvivaldoctor.com. And I encourage you to do that. And there's a link on the website, usapreparers.com. Page one at the bottom where the instructors are, and you can click on Dr. Hubbard, and it'll take you right to his website. Dr. Hubbard, how do we know, how do we determine if a burn is bad enough to need medical treatment?
Well, a Well, if there are a couple of ways we assess it, or actually three. One would be if there's any damage to any area of the airway. In other words, if there's a bad burn to the face or nose or to the neck that could swell, and any burn can swell if it's more than a if it's a second degree or more. Even first degree extensive burns can swell. But if there's any question that it might be involving the airway, that's one. The second way is to determine the surface, and that's one of the most essential ways we look at burns. The way we determine on the surface of the burn, and again, face and airway kind of is out of this because that's important to go to. But we have a two ways that we can do that. One is the rule of nines. In an adult, you can assess that below the knee would be, if it was completely burned, it'd be 9% of the body, of the surface area of the body. Above the knee to the hip would be 9%. From both extremities are 9%. The head's 9%. And then you double it on the chest. The front of the chest is actually 18%. And the back of the chest is 18%. On infants, say under about four years old, they have a much bigger surface, head surface, and a little smaller surface to the legs. So keep that in mind. But I think most people, if they saw a small infant and had a significant burn, there wouldn't be any doubt they would take them to the emergency room if it's all possible. But I kind of give people ideas on what to do if getting to the emergency room becomes a problem, so during disasters and things like that. So we take that into effect. So anything over 5% of a second degree burn needs to be seen. Anything over 10% of the surface area, a second degree burn or worse, can be life threatening because of a thing we can go into, but loss of fluids into the body. You can get extremely, extremely dehydrated and swell quite a bit. If you get, in fact, your whole body, after about 10%, certainly after 20% of a surface area burn, your whole vascular system is not just around the burn, but your whole vascular system becomes a mess, and you lose tremendous amounts of fluid from your blood into your body spaces. But the second way, and maybe the easiest way to remember surface area, is the palm of the person's hand is 1%. So you look at the palm of the person's hand, estimated the burn, and 1% for each palm size area, and you got that. Anything over 5% needs to be seen. So that's surface area. Anything over 5% needs to be seen. Anything over 10% is life threatening, and then we estimate the burn, the depth of the burn. Several ways to do that, but the most common is putting it in 2 degrees. First degree burn is like a sunburn. I've seen some pretty bad sunburns that have gone into second degree, but a general light sunburn can be red. It damages the outside layer of your skin. It can certainly be painful. But unless it starts causing swelling or if you see signs of infection, which sometimes develop, usually it'll go away and it's just a few days of over-the-counter pain medication. Second degree burn is where you start looking for problems and where you start looking into the surface area, anything over 5%. Hands are another place where you don't want a second degree burn. If they affect your joints of your hands, you need to get seen because they can heal, the second-degree burns can heal and cause some constrictions, actually, of some of your joints if they don't heal right. But second-degree burns, their hallmark is blisters. It goes down into a deeper layer of the skin. They usually heal, but the problem If it's a smaller second-degree burn, would be the blisters leaking and getting infected. And then there's the third-degree burn. Third-degree burn is deep. Surprisingly, some third-degree burns don't hurt as much as a second-degree burn because they've gone down and they've damaged the nerves, and really some of them have gotten to the point where they've destroyed the nerves. They've gone down into that deep enough where it looks like it's blanched. There's can be blistering, and sometimes it's hard to tell a second from a third. There can be blistering, but the deeper it goes, the more blanched, dry, and leathery it becomes. And third-degree burns, certainly anything over a very small size should be seen.
Dr. Hubbard, when you talk about these burns, you mentioned the hands. And I'm looking at my hands, and the skin on the top of my hands is very, very thin compared to my palm. There's, you know, not very much padding. And my circulatory system, I mean, I can see it through the top of my hands. Is that why it's critical to pay attention to the hands?
Well, that's one of the reasons, and you make a good point. The skin, the top layers of skin are thicker on the palm. But one of the main things about the hand is so essential to, you know, our just overall function. And if some of these wounds are deep and don't heal properly, they can cause some constrictions and scarring of around your joints, where it becomes difficult or painful or even impossible to have full joint function of your hand.
Mm-hmm. And how critical is it to, if someone has a 10%, which you said was life-threatening, burn area, how important is time in getting that person to be treated in, let's say, an emergency department?
Really, on a, say, a 10%, I think it's important to get someone as soon as you can to 10% or more, and it is potentially life-threatening, certainly not by any means always life-threatening. And the worse the burn, the more you need to, the more immediate it is. If there's a smaller burn, you've got a day or two or three, because there are three things you look for with a burn, or three complications. Well, four if you count pain, and pain certainly is a big factor, and there's sometimes excruciating pain with burns. But that's not the life-threatening part. The life-threatening part are the complications, really, of a burn. Number one, and the most likely, is infection. Anything that breaks the skin, anything that has a blister or more, has a tendency to get easily infected. It can turn from a small infection into a large infection. That's the reason you need to treat it really well, clean it, and that sort of thing. And sometimes you debride or take the blisters off, and sometimes you don't. But the second thing is that happens is swelling. This one thing I didn't mention, but if there is a second degree burn that goes all the way around one of your extremities, then this can swell enough where it can actually cut off your circulation. And so this is one of the second reasons you come is because the damaged tissues tend to damage the blood vessels, and the blood vessels ooze fluid, and you tend to have quite a bit of swelling sometimes with second degree or worse burns. The third thing is, like I said earlier, about that if you have an extensive burn that's 10 or 15 or 20%, especially, you can almost always count on 20%. Burns affecting you to the point where you actually probably will go into shock because of losing tremendous amounts of fluids into your body.
Dr. Hubbard, are you saying that if, and I was thinking about an extremity, so let's say a person has a burn just below the shoulder and it's 360 degrees, are we saying that a real serious burn could cause the loss of that limb due to the constriction of
Yes, it's
of
just like you vessels. Have tourniquet on it. You could it could swell enough where that there becomes a potential loss of the limb. It cuts off the circulation. And if you were to, at that point, go to the emergency room in that situation and in that amount of time, the people there probably would make a cut into the area to let off a little bit of the pressure so that the tourniquet is let loose a little bit. And that's a pretty serious thing, obviously, to try to cut into the muscle and to the arm to do that, and it's the potentially lose your limb if you don't do it. So yes, anything that's a second degree burn or more that goes 360 degrees needs to be seen pretty soon. I mean, it doesn't have to be an immediate thing, but real soon.
Dr. Hubbard's with us, and the survivaldoctor.com is his website. And I've got some questions about blisters, making a good dressing, and transporting a burn victim. When we come back, USAPrepares.com, I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. Aquapail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs. And downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, there's a way you can share this important broadcast with your friends and family. You can go to usapreparis.com. And you can click on Listen to Vincent, GCN, Genesis Communications Network, and you can listen for free. The podcasts are available free, and there's on demand for free. And go to usapreparis.com, and it will take you right to the GCN location where you can listen live and you can listen on demand. And this is one broadcast that I'd like you to consider sharing with your friends and family, because burns are something that we don't normally talk about. And did I expect to be right next to the person who crashed into that concrete light station? No, I really didn't. And fortunately, we had help there that could save that man's life. And I found out months later that he did live through this. And he was really banged up, unconscious, in shock. It was really, really serious. So this is information that can save someone's life. And hopefully you'll share this with your friends and family. If you'd like to go to Dr. Hubbard's website, thesurvivaldoctor.com, thesurvivaldoctor.com. And if you'd like to purchase a copy of this information in written form, you may. It's called The Survival Doctor's Guide to Burns. It's a PDF and you can download it. Or if you'd like to get the copy of The Survival Doctor's Guide to Wounds, you can also purchase that. Just under $4. And you can download it immediately. And there's a link to The Survival Doctor's website, usapreparis.com. Dr. Hubbard, we had a class. We didn't really talk about it very much on the air, a weekend class on butchering a cow. And it was absolutely critical that when we did this, that we used as clean and sterile a transportation system as possible. So we did. And we put down brand new fresh plastic in the back of a bed of a pickup truck. And after the cow was slaughtered, we transported the meat to the butcher. How important is doing something like that, the sterile conditions, for a burn victim who, let's say, is burned on his or her back?
It's important to keep it as clean as possible. It depends on how long you're going to have to take, and it depends on how long you're going to have to be before there's a transportation. At the least, you should try to get very clean cloth or material and that sort of thing as far as for the transportation. In an emergency situation, especially out in the field somewhere where you're away from medical help, sometimes you don't have access to sterile facilities. Certainly, sterile materials covering it are the best. Second best, though, and very good alternative is to use very clean materials. In other words, if you have something in your backpack that's clean, you can put it on and try to keep the dirt and everything out. But sterile things are sometimes impossible is the best alternative, but just being very clean is a very good alternative.
And I assume we should avoid using fuzzy, you know, blankets that might leave the fuzziness.
Yeah, that's true. Whatever is going to be used, there is going to be probably cleaned when it gets to the emergency facility. And of course, that's going to be obviously very painful, but a necessary step. So, it'd be better to have something that doesn't have a lot of fuzz on it and certainly it doesn't try to keep dirt away. One other thing with wounds are more susceptible to tetanus than burns are than a lot of other wounds, so you'll need to make sure that you're up on your tetanus shot. If you're going in to the emergency facility, you'll probably get a tetanus shot, but that's something to consider.
Okay, and wow, this hour went really, really fast. Well, do we leave the blisters intact or not? Can we answer that in 10 seconds?
You leave them intact if they're small. If they look like they're going to pop on their own or leak, you go ahead and treat them.
There you go. TheSurvivalDoctor.com, Dr. James Hubbard. Get a chance to meet him at the Expo, April 6th and 7th, right here in Missouri. Dr. Hubbard, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Glad to do it.
Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.